720 WGN, a happy Saturday morning to you, 10:08 in Chicago. John Hanson in for David Hochberg here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. We got a great show for you over the next 2 hours. Yes, the world is crazy right now, but we're here to calm your fears, at least what's happening inside or on top of your house. Also, some credit questions we're going to answer. We are here for you, the listener, 312-981-7200, an interactive show. We want to answer your questions via the text line, via the phone line, whatever you got, whether it's a credit question, something going on with your foundation, something going on with cracks in the basement, something going on the roof. We have got you covered with a great panel of guests. We got Roy Spencer from PermaSeal here. He's going to be chatting about all things spring season, those cracks in the foundation. Hey, send us a picture of your crack in the foundation, please. 312-981-7200. We're going to solve those problems. We also got Gary Novell going to call in too, your credit guru. We got Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing, and of course, Mega Pros Joe as well. 312-981-7200. Let's get those questions in. But as we start each week, even when Hochberg's not in, we ask Elwood, how many miles is it to Chicago?
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
This money is for the year's assessment on the St. Helena of the Blessed Shroud Orphanage in Calumet City, Illinois.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. If my estimations are correct, we should be very close to the Honorable Richard J. Daley Plaza.
That's where they got that Picasso.
Yep.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight. We would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois' law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel Ballroom at this time. I certainly hope you all enjoy the show.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
720 WGM, Home Sweet Home Chicago. Thanks so much for joining us again. John Hanson in for David Hochberg. We're going to take you up till noon. We'll, of course, keep you posted on any of the latest news, so don't go anywhere for that. We'll keep you informed of what's going on in the world, but maybe a brief break for a couple hours to worry about some other things in the world. Want to say hello to Roy Spencer, PermaSeal. Roy, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing great, John. Welcome to the show. It's your maiden voyage, right?
Yes. No, this is my second time doing this one, but it's my maiden voyage with you three fine gentlemen sitting beside me, and Gary Novell on the line as well. We're going to have Gary at 10:30, but Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing, how are you doing here today?
Good, thanks.
Your roof doing okay?
Mine is.
Maybe not everyone's out there.
Well, I hope so, but nevertheless, if it's not, that's why we're here.
You better believe it. And Mega Pros Joe. Joe, you are such a character.
Jen, you're a good time yourself. This is the first time I met you. I didn't know you were a TV star as well.
Oh, star is quite a stretch. But
no,
yeah.
But I didn't know.
But thanks for the plug. CW26, weekday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. on the
didn't
Jam.
Didn't know it. I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch. And I'm going to make fun of you.
You never get up before 9, Joe.
But you make fun of everyone.
Come on, Roy.
Look, we were talking off before we went on the air while Maple was doing the news. Crazy time, but look, a lot of people got issues that they got with their home and stuff, and maybe this is the perfect time. Look, a lot of folks are going to be home for a couple of weeks, right? A lot of people have maybe honey-do lists that they have to get to they haven't gotten to in a while, or maybe they just have a chance to kind of reassess. They live busy lives. They're out of the house all the time. Maybe if they're stuck home for a week or two, they're looking around at what they got. It's a good time to reassess and maybe put a plan forward for what's going on in your home, right?
Actually, it is that time of year when the weather's going to start getting nicer and you're getting outside and looking around. And, you know, you do that every year, but especially now, we'll probably be spending more time at home. And one of the things for us at PermaSeal, it's exciting, is our poly level season has kicked off. So the frost is out of the ground. So poly level is our method of raising concrete. So as you walk around, and it may have happened just this winter because the ground goes up and down, and or it may have been a problem you've been living with. But nevertheless, if you've got sunken concrete, which causes a trip hazard and obviously is, you know, cosmetically not appealing, that's something that we can easily fix. We've got a great solution for it. So whether it's your sidewalk, your driveway, your patio deck, your pool deck, you know, any piece of concrete that is sunk and is not level, that can be easily and permanently fixed.
How can people reach you?
They could give us a call at 800-421-SEAL, or they could find us online at permaseal.net.
Boy, spring is the time for looking at that roof too, Mike.
It is.
And what sorts of common issues are you seeing?
Clogged gutters. Even though we didn't have a harsh winter, the roof still took a hit.
Yeah.
You know, the flashings, the shingles, the granules are falling off. It's time. It's time to look. It's spring. It's a good time to start planning for jobs that you need to have done.
That's great. And how can people reach you, by the
1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337 or lindholmroofing.com.
All right, Mega Pros Joe. This is the time to look at everything, right?
Yes, we're busy. Backlogged on kitchens, bathrooms, that kind of thing. But I do want to mention, we use your leveling system. You know, we use PermaSeal for all that kind of question,
mm-hmm.
right? So Mega really is the place that, you know, people go for answers for all types of things. And we're lucky to have people like PermaSeal that we offer that resource to them.
Mm-hmm.
That leveling thing, are you doing that? Have you scheduled those now, Rob?
Yeah, crews are out working today. We've been doing it actually for a couple weeks now.
See, so I thought it was still too early.
Well, there's not a magic date. It's okay. Just whenever the frost gets out of the ground.
I know.
It hasn't been that much.
Yeah. And no, it wasn't that deep of frost, and yeah. So it got out early. It didn't freeze till late, so we've had a longer season. We had a very short winter, and we've already got a backlog of people we sold in the fall that we're doing their work now, but now's a great time to get on our list, and we'll get her done.
All right, so 312-91-7200. Before I go any further, let's give them a shout out, Mega Pros.
847-658-8989.
Joe's going to sing it next time for us.
I just love that jingle. Do you like that jingle?
Oh, I know. You know how many shifts I've done here on the radio overnight that I hear that jingle about 28 times?
Is it getting in your head?
Yeah, I've got it memorized pretty well, and it's right back in there. We already got questions coming in, so send us your pictures, too. If you got an issue with a crack in the concrete anywhere, we're going to answer those questions. Your roof, don't climb on the roof, people. Just let us know what your problem is with the roof. Doors, anything. We're going to answer all your questions coming up here on Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN.
Oh, come on, baby, yeah. Baby, don't you wanna go?
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
Ah, not quite. That's okay. John Hansen in for David Hochberg here today on Home Sweet Home Chicago. Got a great panel of guests here that are going to help you out with everything you need. Roy Spencer from PermaSeal. We're going to have Gary Novell joining us in a bit. We got Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing and, of course, Mega Pros Joe. All right, we're going to start with Roy. By the way, we got callers from Mary and Wren. Stay on the line, guys. We're going to get you in just a moment. But I wanted to talk to Roy first. You recently helped Sophia and Burr Ridge prepare her pump system for spring season, the beginning of poly level season. Talk us through what you did for her and how you can help others out too.
Well, John, you and the listeners should know we at PermaSeal, we have a unique program. It's called the Preventive Maintenance Program. And we actually provide that for all our customers. And it's a system where we'll come out once a year, mm-hmm. and we do a 15-point inspection. Because, you know, we put in, of course, a lot of pumps and waterproofing systems and drains and things like that. But, you know, you know how many pumps fail, Joe?
100%.
All of them. There you go. And we just don't know when. And so, you know, you don't want to put in a single electrical pump because it's going to fail, and then you could have an emergency, a disaster. Mm-hmm. So we always put in backup pumps, which is batteries, and then batteries need to be charged. We put in chargers. It's still all mechanical equipment that can fail. So these things need to be checked.
Yes.
Okay. And so we have a system. In addition, you've got window well drains and floor drains and outside floor drains and things, downspout extensions that with leaf guards and things that need maintenance that most homeowners don't know they need to do. We do that for you. So we mm-hmm. come out and we do a 15-point inspection around your whole house inside and out and make sure everything's good, right? And so when you do a full system with PermaSeal, we do that for free for you the first year. Anytime thereafter, you can do it. I think it's like $115 to have a guy. And our customers love it. They love having that constant peace of mind. We love it because we're making sure that they're not going to have a problem. We have lifetime warranties on a lot of our work.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they have a problem, we'll come out and fix it for free. But they don't want to have a problem. We don't want them to have a problem. So it only makes sense to do this preventive maintenance. So Sophia, called us out for a preventive maintenance check. We went out there just to make sure everything's good before the heavy rains come. And lo and behold, we we part of the system, we clean out her sump pit. We pull the pumps out, and we clean the pit out and check the pumps. And when we check the pumps, her backup pump wasn't working. Actually, technically, a backup pump was working. The battery was not.
Okay, yeah.
It wasn't charging, and the charger wasn't charging the battery, so it couldn't. And so we found these things out, saving her from a real catastrophe.
Yeah.
So it's a great program, and this year we're having a promotion where if we do any work for you, if you do any work with PermaSeal, even if we come out and raise your concrete, we're going to offer you this preventive maintenance program visit for free at mm-hmm. no cost for all of our customers for the first year. And after that, you can decide if you want to continue doing that. But most of our customers do. So it's a great program.
We know rain is coming, and it's going to come pretty quickly here. And you don't want to be laying in bed at night one night, and the forecast is saying we're going to get 3, 4, 5 inches of rain over the next 24 hours. And that's not when you want to start worrying about it. You want to start getting that peace of mind now.
Yeah. And we have another great system at PermaSeal we devised just for that peace of mind that people can have. It's called the Basement Defender. And that's a system, yeah, it's great having a guy come out once a year, okay, and he leaves, okay, everything's good, peace of mind, okay, see you next year. And that's true, except, you know, things can still fail during the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a system called the Basement Defender that it's a monitoring device that will actually test your pumps every day at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
It will literally run your pump, your backup pump, and it will monitor the charger and the battery. And if there's any problem, you'll get a notification on your app or you get a text or an email letting you know there's a problem. So every day you have that peace of mind knowing it's working. So that's called the Basement Defender. So anybody with a sump pump, I'm sorry, you're vulnerable. Even
right.
if you have a backup system, you're vulnerable. With the Basement Defender, its system's tested every day. It
right.
really gives you that peace of mind.
Phone lines are lighting up. Let's get right to them. Let's get to Gene. Gene, you're in Chicago. Gene, you're on WGN. You got a question about your basement?
Yes, good morning, John.
Good
I'm
morning.
So happy that Mega Pro Joe is there and the gentleman from PermaSeal, because I actually have a question that affects both of them.
Okay.
I have a basement half bath, and I'd like to move the toilet to a different area in that small bathroom so I can put a shower there. So that's kind of something that's a little bit concerning. I wanted to see how difficult that would be. But the big problem that I have, and this also comes in for PermaSeal, I have where the shower would be, a crack in the wall foundation.
Mm.
So we understand that we, in order to maybe move that toilet over to a kind of a common wall where it's at right now, it would just be moved over like 2 feet and 1 foot back in order to get that shower in. We have to break up probably the basement ceramic tile floor. But we don't know if that's going to be one, a big issue, but also we don't know if we should repair the crack in the wall first where the shower is going to go.
Okay.
Or move the toilet first and have that all done.
All right.
We don't want to disturb that crack once it's done.
Let's get some answers here. What do you guys think?
Thank you, John.
Well, we certainly want to start with the crack, and let's get that permanently repaired. And the way we would repair that from the inside with an epoxy injection, actually structurally weld that crack to back together. So once that repair is done, you don't have to worry about it being disturbed by any work that's going on in the basement. So first and foremost, before you do a remodeling project in the basement, you want to make sure it's dry so your work doesn't get damaged. And so you did call the right place between the two of us. I mean, PermaSeal's got licensed plumbers. Joe's got remodelers. We can do this whole project for you between the two, right, Joe?
Oh, sure. And
wow.
Gene, just for the record, if you would have called Mega with that same question, we would have always had Roy out or PermaSeal out before we did any kind of remodeling in
yeah.
the basement.
Yeah. Gene, did that help you out a little bit?
Yes, it did. Now, is it going to be a difficult thing to break up that basement floor in order to move that toilet? And right now, the toilet's aligned with the toilet stack. And like I said, it's just kind of going to be moved with 2 feet over and maybe or 2 feet back and 1 foot over, something like that. Is that going to be a big problem to move that? I mean, because it sounds always scary when you're talking about maybe breaking up
yeah.
your basement floor.
Yeah, Joe, what do you think?
So, Jane, we've done it 100 times, and it sounds like you can actually picture what has to happen. That trench in the concrete floor, is it going closer to your stack?
It's actually it's kind of like an odd wall. There's
sure.
I think they call it a Bosey valve or some kind of thing like that, right in back of where the toilet is now.
Okay.
And so we would basically want to shrink that vanity and get rid of even that vanity and kind of move the toilet from where it's now to the, I guess, common wall where that Bosey valve is in right next to it.
Gotcha. So what we would do is lay the whole thing out, of course, and then, you know, plan to trench that drain that's below your toilet all the way to the new location. Then fill that concrete.
Tell you what. Oh, go ahead.
That's not a scary thing, right? You guys are, you know, you. I know you guys know what you're doing, but for a homeowner, it's kind of like, oh.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. And, you know, the problem is, you know, the dust, of course, and we do our best to take care of that with a wet saw.
Yeah. Gene, stay on the line. I'm going to get our producers to make sure they give you all the information you need for Mega Pros and, of course, for PermaSeal as well. I wanted to give you a shout out, Roy. I just got a text from Michelle from the 847 saying, I would like to thank them PermaSeal guys for doing my basement years ago. Every time it rains, I thank them. That peace of mind has got to be better than anything for people.
It really is, and we've been doing it for 41 years now, and it's not uncommon for me to get cards and letters or bumping into people and say, well, thank you so much. Yeah. You've saved us so much grief and stuff. And,
that's great stuff.
It's very gratifying.
Let's get one more call in before a break. Let's get to Rin. Rin, you've been holding on. Thanks for holding on. You're on Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hi, I'm Lynn. Lynn.
Okay, they wrote R-I-N. I thought it was a strange name. We'll go with Lynn. That's better.
Yeah.
Come on,
I just
Sammy.
Made PermaSeal out this week, and they did a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you, WLS. Right now, I have a bay window that is very large. The window itself is 5x5 or bigger. I can stand in the bay area, and it's about 2.5 feet deep, and it's on an addition in a home that I bought 2 years ago. PermaSeal said the foundation's good, but the window is falling off of the house.
Oh, that's no good.
So
and nobody wants to even make an attempt to come out because it is so large.
Right. Well, it actually doesn't sound that large. You said 5 feet across?
It's the window itself is 5x5. Okay. I think the entire structure is probably 8 feet
long,
5.5 feet high.
Lynn, let me ask, is there a roof on top of this bay window?
Yes, a slight one, yes.
So they built a flat roof on the bay?
No, it's a slanted roof.
Oh, okay. And right now, where are you seeing the movement? Is the seat of the bay on the inside actually sinking?
I can look at the windows. They're all separating on the one side, especially where the sump pump used to be.
Okay.
The windows are separating, but the wind was coming in underneath the window, under the sill of the bay.
Right.
So it's actually, I can see a gap where, and this person who had it put a slab of Corian on it for dogs.
Hey, Lynn, we got to take a quick commercial break. Tell you what, hang on the line. Mega Pros Joe's going to help
tease,
you out
Lynn.
After.
We're going to tease you for a little break.
This is a tease in the radio business.
You know, John went to school for this.
Yes. I got a broadcast journalism degree to let the callers do the teases for me. Quick commercial break, then more on Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Baby, you go. Back to the same old place.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
John Hansen in for David Hochberg here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. Let's get back to Lynn here on WGN. Lynn, you're still on the line, yeah?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's get an answer to the question again. We've got basically a bay window that's fallen off. Any options here?
So, Lynn, we have seen it 100 times. That seat that's sinking, if you will, what's supporting on the outside? Is it closed in on the outside?
It's closed in, but there's no legs to it. It's just like it's covered over, and it's just like a V 45-degree angle up from the foundation up to the window.
Okay,
so there's nothing holding it outside of that.
Right. So that 45-degree angle should be able to support that. Something has gone wrong inside of that little angle, if you will.
Okay.
We have been very successful in backing in jacking those things back into place. The real question is then to try to get those windows back square, and chances are that's not going to happen. And we've been successful in replacing those with a vinyl, a custom unit that we could install, change out your window sashes.
Okay, that seems to be the only option, that nobody wants to make an attempt to try to save the window in general. And it's a gigantic, I mean, I don't want to put a lot of expense into the house. I've already put so much into this house.
Sure.
And now, you know, to put that in, isn't that a major expense for a home?
Well, I'm supposing you have three windows involved. You said it's a bay, right?
I have a 5.5-foot
right.
Big window, and then two 2.5-foot windows on the side in the bay.
Right. And the question I wouldn't be able to answer right now is how much work is involved getting that whole window unit positioned. But if you had to replace the whole bay window, it's an additional about $3,500 for that mm-hmm. actual box and seat that holds that window.
Right.
So I guess we would be able to save you that.
Right.
In terms of a major expense, think about this, Lynn. It sounds like the wind's whistling through your house right now,
yeah.
right? This
yeah.
isn't going to write itself, okay? And you can live with it, be the martyr, caulk it up and stuff, newspaper, and do all you want to do. But at the end of the day, someday you're going to want to sell the house, and some building inspector say, hey, this isn't right. The newspapers don't
that
look good.
True. Yeah,
we need to fix this. You're going to pay for it on your way out the door. So I think it's just one of those things. And again, let's find out how much it's going to be. Joel, send you a guy out there.
Yeah,
so you know what you're dealing with, at least.
You know what, Lynn? We might be able to get a little bit closer if you were able to text in a picture.
Yeah. Lynn, text in a picture, 312-981-7200.
Okay.
Got to let you go because we got other questions coming in. And we got Gary Novell to talk to as well. 312-981-7200, that goes for everyone. And let's give Mega Pros one more ring of the number here.
847-658-8989.
And, of course, we got a PermaSeal 800-421-7325, permaseal.net. I want to get Mike involved here as well because we got a question about roof repairs. Question, actually from a home inspector that doesn't walk roofs. Instead, I use an HD camera on telescoping pole, but I have customers that prefer the roof to be walked. How much would Mega or Roofing or anyone charge to do a walked roof inspection? Any answers to this? This is Chuck calling on in.
It always depends on the difficulty. If it's three stories up,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have to bring out a crew with a longer ladder, but if it's an easy walk-on, we will typically do free roof inspections if a homeowner asks, but when it comes to a real estate
mm-hmm.
for sale purpose inspection, you know, a couple hundred, 300 maybe to
okay.
go up. But that includes some good photos and a good, well-written report that someone can add to their inspection report that helps them out.
Do you think that it is beneficial for someone to have that walk roof report?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You could get up there, for lack of better words, you get on your hands and knees and you find things that are wrong, that need maintenance, that, you know, it could be a 6 to 7 year old roof that needs hardly anything, or a 15, 20 year old roof that needs a lot or everything.
Mm-hmm. Where can people reach you guys at?
It's 1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337. And we do these inspections all the time.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Home Sweet Home Chicago, we're going to just put a pause on this for a second in terms of, we just got the picture of the bay window, by the way. You see it over there?
Yeah, it really doesn't look like it's that slanted, right?
Yeah, it could be worse.
Yeah, if you look at that same picture, you can see that little opening on that window on the side, right? So, I don't know. Maybe she's right. Maybe we could jack it back into place.
Great stuff. Let's get to Gary Novell because I got him on the line here. Gary, how you doing, bud?
Good morning, John. How's everybody doing this morning?
Well, we're holding on, Gary Novell, credit guru. Boy, I bet you're getting some interesting questions this week. I know Tim from LaGrange had to call you up about no credit scores in the upper 600, stuff like that.
Yeah, he's got a pretty common situation that a lot of people might find themselves in, and this is a call I got from around Thanksgiving from him, who's been a longtime listener of the show, been listening for it for years, and he was telling me that he had ran into some problems a few years ago with his job, Then he got sick and being out of work for about 8 months, which caused him to fall behind with a couple credit cards. And then the medical collection started piling up, and he was trying his best to dig himself out of the hole he was in, was having some problems, getting frustrated. So he finally decided to make the move to call me to help him with the final few steps of his problems. He already had taken care of the bad credit cards by settling them with the banks, so those two were already showing zero balances on his credit reports already. His biggest problem was getting credit to show up on his report, and he was in, as I like to say, stuck between a rock and a hard place, as his scores were low because he had no credit, and he could not get any credit because his scores were low. So I immediately went into his credit reports with all three credit bureaus and started attacking all of the bad information showing, pointed him in the direction to apply for two regular, bare-bones, no-reward credit cards that he was approved for, as well as him getting added onto two of his parents' credit cards as an authorized user so he could piggyback on their good credit, and each one of those gave him a good credit history of over 5 years. And this all started around the middle of December. So now he's got four good open active accounts with multiple years of good credit history. I was able to get six of the 11 bad items removed from his credit report, and poof, now his scores with all three credit bureaus, his FICO scores, are all between 670 and 690.
Gary, do you make that sound every time you help someone out there,
Could you do it one more time?
I always go with the sound effects because it makes everybody feel again, good Gary. To hear those.
Yeah, do it one more time.
Poof!
Yeah, there it is.
You know? Nice. And so this was all done in 3 months, 90 days. Mm-hmm. Not Mission Impossible. Not that difficult if you have a plan and hire me to work with you. For any questions on this type of situation or if you want to discuss your credit, never hesitate to call me at 630-624-9557. And if you want the absolute correct answer to your questions, you need to call me at 630-624-9557.
Gary, there's a lot of uncertainty going on right now, and some of it probably a little bit overblown than it should be. But look, people are a little worried about their financial situation as they're moving forward here over the next couple of weeks. I know a lot of people's instincts might be to, you know, completely remove all expenses that they need to do and just, you know, why have an expert do something when I can do it myself? I imagine that everyone here, including yourself, Gary, that's a little short-sighted, that money well spent in certain places can save you a lot in the long run, not only headaches, financially as well.
Right. I mean, for the price that I charge now, and John, my price is like ridiculously low, even though I raise them. My fee for one person is a flat rate of $400.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this example that we just talked about with Tim. 4 months ago, he had nothing. He had no scores, no
right.
credit, people coming after him for collections, charge-offs on his credit reports. He called me, invested $400. Now he's got scores close to 700. He's got good credit on his credit report. He's got less bad stuff on his credit report. He doesn't have to worry about picking up the phone for somebody looking for money from him. You know, just having good credit makes life less stressful. And let me tell you something. Life right now is very stressful for people.
Yeah.
And the last thing you want to start worrying about now is your credit. So let me stress about your credit. Let me help you. Let me make you feel at ease. A lot
You're
of people
like
try
ball.
To do this themselves, and they always wind up getting frustrated dealing with these credit bureaus.
Yeah, your credit guru, stress ball.
She's a stress
we'll
ball.
We'll pound Gary against the wall there.
Yeah. Yeah, Gary, I'm not stressed about
yeah.
anything.
Yeah. Hey, no. Gary, give out that number one more time so people can reach you.
The number is 630-624-9557. You can look at my website. It's very simple. It's credit with a K, creditguru.com. And that number, again, is 630-624-9557. I'm sorry, but I cannot sell any toilet paper.
That's a good call, Gary. Thanks so much. 312-981-7200. Got a lot of texts and calls coming on in. We're going to be talking roofing next. You got specifically any roofing needs, questions, concerns? It's that time. We got the experts here, Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. Give that number out one more time, Mike.
It's 1-888-4-ROOFER or 888-476-6337.
We got Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, Mega Pros Joe in the house. We're going to help you out, everybody. 312-981-7200. Quick break, then more. Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56David.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
Close, 720 WGN. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. David off this week. John Hansen here instead. Got a great crew of folks helping answer your questions. We got Roy Spencer from PermaSeal. We've got Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. And, of course, Mega Pros Joe sitting by and giving crud to our producers here. Well, not Ashley's doing a fine job, I got to say.
Actually,
Sammy.
I have no problem with it. I have no problem with Ashley. Let me make this perfectly clear.
Ashley's doing great. She's on top of things. Sammy is behind the eight ball here this morning.
I'm telling you what. I couldn't even get in this a WGN place. Do you know that?
I wouldn't have gotten in if it weren't for Sammy.
Yeah. I was locked out.
Sammy didn't know who I was, but he still let me in.
Hey, after meeting you guys, after meeting all three of you, I have no reason to doubt why they didn't let you in the first place. But 312-981-7200. Want to focus on roofing here a little bit because, boy, these spring months, we mentioned the spring months, what might happen in your basement if everything's not all sealed up down there. But roofs are just the thing. And you said, you know, Mike, it wasn't a bad winter, but we had a bad couple winters and people still have not done anything to their roofs for a couple years. Maybe this is a great time to rethink that and take a look at stuff.
There's a lot of things going on above your head on your roof.
There's a lot of things going on above our heads in general.
Maybe.
That's what you're alluding to.
Joe's got not a lot going on up there, Joe.
No, not right now. I'm kind of just sitting here waiting for somebody to ask me something. So not a lot going on upstairs over here.
Yeah, not over there.
Above your head.
Mm-hmm.
No, but yeah, you're right. The last couple winters have been, we've had some harsh times. Gosh, last winter we had that permafrost.
What was
it? 17 below, two, three times. The vortex.
25 below.
They even had to name that thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
The polar vortex.
I think it was cold outside.
Weren't we all going to die then?
Yeah, who knows? There's always something next.
But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, the weather plays a lot of havoc on your roof. It ages. It's not going to last forever. It does need to be looked at. If you've got a 3, 4, 5, 7-year-old roof, there's probably not a whole lot that needs to be done. But when it gets into the 10, 12, 15, 17, you better start taking some looks at it. You know, caulk doesn't last forever. Caulk really protects a lot of different areas of the roof around the chimney, the nail heads that secure the flashings. The valleys tend to wear out a little quicker. Shingles start to lose their granules. They crack, exposing the asphalt to the elements. There's a lot of different things that need to be looked at up on the roof, and not just shingles, but flat as well.
Yeah.
Again, they don't last as long. They crack, they dry out, they pull away. The flashings, especially the flashings, need to be looked at. And you might be surprised. You might only need, you know, a few hundred dollars worth of work, or, you know, you may need a new roof, but it's time.
But it's time to, it's better to know. I think people always are wondering what's happening up there, and they're afraid to look. They're afraid to send someone up there.
Right. You know, get up there and check your gutters. Make sure they're not clogged or full of 3 years' worth of droppings from the trees and such.
Right.
But that's another important aspect of home maintenance that, you know, the foundation people will tell you sometimes, or tell us sometimes, or tell homeowners sometimes, you don't need a foundation. You need to extend your gutters away from the foundation. Sometimes the foundation just gets overwhelmed.
Yeah, these things are interconnected a lot more than people realize.
Sure.
I had a question from the 847. I have de-icing cables on my roof, beautifully installed in the downspouts too. Can the cables stay on the roof throughout the hot summer, or will that damage the cables? Will that be okay with rainstorms and drainage?
It's typically okay with rainstorms and drainage. They're designed to stay on the roof. You could take them off and then put them back. It's really unnecessary, but again, they are designed and manufactured to stay on the roof. But like anything, they do have a time limit of effectiveness and workability.
Right. Things that you do at Lindholm Roofing. A caller from Oak Park, Allen, needed assistance with his spring cleanup maintenance inspections. Why is that so important? I mean, this is an every year thing that people should be doing. I mean, how often should we be looking at this?
Again, it depends. Every year, yes, maybe no. But again, if you have a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-year-old roof, typically no need. But otherwise, have someone get up there. You get up there, you don't have to get up there yourself, but
right.
Look from the ground, see what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the discharge from the gutters. Do you see, you know, half your shingles falling out onto the grass?
Yeah, that's no
washing
good.
Down the gutters.
Yeah.
Now's the time to start doing inspections and taking a look and seeing what needs to be done. Get a professional out there. You don't want to climb your roof. Get a professional out there to take a look at it. Lindholm does that all the time. We give you a quote for what's needed.
Mm-hmm. 312-981-7200. If you got questions about roofing or really anything else, give out that number one more time, too.
It's 1-888-4-ROOFER or 888-476-6337.
Right.
And, Alan, you're more than welcome to leave your number, and we'll get a hold of you and send one of our qualified representatives out to take a look at your roof for you.
We had a caller didn't want to quite go on the line. She didn't want to. It wasn't you guys, but she had a new roof installed. She thought it was great. 4 years later, things are already falling apart. That's why you need to talk to someone who knows what the heck they're doing.
You need a professional. You need. We've been in business for 70. This will be our 71st year in business, family owned and operated. Our slogan is: "Our family has your family covered." And Lindholms really stand behind that. They stand behind their work. They stand behind their employees. I've been with the company for 20 years. We've had other girls in the office and guys that have been there for a decade or more. Or, gosh, it's...
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mike, I think you run into the same thing I do, where you see you drive down the street, and at the corner there's the yard sign saying leaky roof, call and call,
oh, yeah,
you know, whatever,
all the time,
and they spring up like mushrooms after yeah. rains, because you know these I don't know, five-by-nights or gypsies or just transient workers or
right.
storm chasers, all kinds of contractors mm-hmm. out there, and you know, and repairing your foundation, putting a roof on, it's a substantial repair, and people, you know, think they're dealing with a, you know, everybody says, oh, we've been doing it for 50 years. We do this all the time, yada, yada. How does someone know that they're dealing with the right roofing company?
Better Business Bureau.
Yeah.
Angie's List. Yelp. I mean, there's so right. many different
social media. You got to do some homework. Media. Do some
oh, yeah.
diligence.
Do a little exactly. homework. There's so many good social media sources out there.
You have the tools to look and get a history of what they're doing. A lot of people, you know, oh boy, one, you know, people are so beholden to what's happening now on your internet reviews. But really, for a company that's solid, what better thing than having these reviews that everyone can see? I mean, that's got to be the best thing.
I don't know that I trust the guy that knocks on your door and
yeah.
asks you to sign a blank document
right.
before he does anything for you.
Yeah.
Get your estimate. Get your estimates.
Mm-hmm.
Do a comparison. You know, meet with the guy that's going to put your roof on mm-hmm. or manage the job for you. Make sure that you feel comfortable. Have an attic inspection. An attic inspection is so important. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah. I imagine, Joe, a lot of problems you see come from the roof not being all set up right.
Oh, without a doubt.
I mean, that,
so we'll get the question from all the way up to all the way down, right? So
right.
that's why we can probably refer Lindholm to areas that we don't go to,
mm-hmm.
and we know you're going to do that attic inspection.
Yeah,
we
sure.
know the type of people that we're working with.
For sure. 312-981-7200 for any of your questions. Wanted to give out the number once again.
It's 1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337. And you could also email us at lindholmroofing.com.
Now, when you fix a problem, do you make a sound effect like Gary had for us, or no? You go a little ding, little there we go, or just
set.
That's okay. Now, it's a new thing. I'm just trying to get you to start something. You know, it's good. It'll spread good cheer around.
We need a jingle. We need a Mega Pro Joe type shit jingle.
Yeah, there you go. You for
shingle
sure.
jingle.
Shingle jingle.
All right, you can ask.
I was going to say, you were close to something else there. I'm glad you clarified with a shingle jingle.
Yeah.
Quick commercial.
You went kind of weird on that one.
Shingle jingle.
We need a shingle jingle. We need a break. 312-981-7200 with your questions. More on Home Sweet Home Chicago after this.
It's raining, man. Hallelujah, it's raining, man. Yeah. That's great.
Was that Hochberg singing It's Raining Men?
What did there's that so happen? Many things wrong about that.
You know what I'm saying? All right, here comes one more time. I need the story behind that at some point. All right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Hochberg not here today. John Hansen in Mega Pro's call and text line is open. 312-981-7200. Make sure to get your questions and calls in. And, of course, make sure to send in your pictures. Maybe some roof shingle, downspouts, crack foundation, uneven driveways, any home repairs that you need experience. I love when we get the pictures on in. So if you got something you're worried about in your house or on top of it or below it, wherever, make sure to send it into the Mega Pros text line, 312-981-7200. Going around the room, Roy Spencer, PermaSeal here. We have got Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing and, of course, Mega Pros Joe. And we also got Tom from Lyle on the line. Tom, what you got?
Well, I'm calling for my 94-year-old mother-in-law.
Okay.
And she's on a well and septic. And what happens is when you have the heavy rains, the water table rises. You have that pre-made hole in your foundation where your electrical has to go out to the pump and the hose from the pump has to come into the home.
Mm-hmm.
She gets water coming in through there.
Okay.
And I've been after her for a while, and, you know, she's, like I say, she's 94, she's on fixed income, she's concerned. Can you ballpark me, and I know you're not looking at the patient and doing a full exam, what approximately it would take to stock up that hole on the outside to keep the water out?
Anyone?
Well, Tom, it's Roy. The key thing with that is you have to pay attention to it or do a little water test. Even when it's not raining, go outside and put a garden hose on the ground and make it leak. And observe if the water is indeed coming around the pipes or is it coming through the pipe. Because if it's coming like through the electrical pipe, that's probably going to have to be dug up and pipe replaced. Most time, it's not coming through the pipe. It's actually coming around the pipe, just the patch they did.
Yes.
And that's a relatively simple repair for us. We don't have to dig it up from the outside. We can actually, you know, chip carefully around the pipes and then inject a urethane grout around these pipes and actually do a permanent seal from the inside without any digging. And it's a relatively small repair. So the good news is it's a free estimate. If you give us a call at 800-421-SEAL, we can set it up for your mother-in-law, and you'll be son-in-law of the year. And it'll be, you know, a free estimate, and you'll know exactly what you're dealing with. But it sounds like a pretty small job.
Oh, terrific! Then she'll be happy to be there because it's right at the junction box where she's got the electricity coming out there and all, and it's just, you know, like I say,
you gotta take
when the
care
water
of
level rises. Yeah. Yeah. The water table.
Well, you drill a hole through a perfectly good concrete wall to run a pipe through or something, you're asking for leaks.
Yeah.
And so,
make a hole for something
there
and then wonder why it leaks.
Yeah, there you go. But nothing that can't be permanently repaired.
Tom, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Question from the Mega Pros text line for Mega Pro Joe and PermaSeal. It's a long one. Buckle up a little bit, but it's well explained. We got a 3-panel French door, 1 swinging door in our 24-year-old home. Periodically, the door is difficult to open or close. At times, it's nearly impossible to open. This happens sporadically throughout the year. Is this a foundation problem, or do we need a new door installed? The basement's finished, but it's always been perfectly dry. In fact, I don't believe my sump pump ever runs. All right. Any thoughts?
So a 3-panel French door is going to be a wider opening.
Okay.
There can be movement either from above or below. Chances are, if it's changing on you, it could be your sills moving, right?
Mm-hmm.
From either moisture or just that you have this tremendous weight in this on this header, right?
Right.
But we could figure out what would have to be done. Maybe it's a question of reshimming the door. Maybe it's a question of that it's actually sagging from the hinges. So we would have to check it to actually make sure. And the other good news is you could call us specifically when it's not opening, and we can address it at that time. And that's a better shot at figuring out what's wrong.
And they can call you?
847-658-8989.
Sure, you can do that.
I like being able to press the buttons.
Yeah,
here.
I know
this
you
is
do.
Pretty
you
fun.
Like that
yeah,
button.
Yeah,
I'm a pusher.
Well, that's what you went to school for, isn't it?
Yeah, I did for your college degree.
You know, what our parents spend our money on, right? but here, so... The other part of the question, do you need a new door? Chances are not.
Yeah, probably right? not. All right, 630, this one's for you, Mike. I have curved concrete roof tiles that birds are nesting in. What can be done to keep the birds from nesting between the tiles? Mike from Lindholm Roofing.
Well, more than likely it's an older roof. More than likely you've got pieces of your tiles that have fallen off. Not necessarily whole pieces, but, or I'm sorry, not necessarily whole tiles, but what we call bird stops that are down at the gutter line that fit into the tiles that block that bird entry, or possibly ridge stops that are at the ridge or the hips, which are typically concreted. But those pieces have probably fallen off or deteriorated, mm-hmm. and that's why the birds are getting in. Typically, you'd have to take apart that area where they're getting in and relay it, probably with new felt underneath to get the bird waste, if you will, nesting material out, and then put in new, again, bird stops or end caps at the bottoms of those tiles.
Not a hard job, right?
Not really. It's
yeah. Isn't it amazing, though? Mike sounds so much smarter on the air than off the air, because when we were off the air, you said, get raccoons on that roof to eat to the birds.
Well, that's because we have a text message yeah. regarding raccoons
yes.
coming in.
We have zoos on the roofs here
but
in the area.
But you sound smarter when Mike is on. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, when the light's on, he turns it on.
Exactly. I turn it to a different right. guy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's better than the other way around, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah, right?
Well, I don't know.
That's true. Hey, Manny.
When are we off the air?
Yeah, pretty sooner than later if you keep on talking about your shingle jingle. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
You almost said it.
Yeah, Manny, stay on the line. I did. Manny, stay on the line. Gary, stay on the line. You're on the Mega Pros text and call line. We'll get to you guys after this break here on WGN, Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I said, come on.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
John Hansen in for David Hochberg here today. Mega Pros text and call line open, 312-981-7200. Happy Saturday. Hope you're all enjoying it, despite what is happening in the world. But we're here to calm you down and help you out. This is your show, everyone. We love our listeners, and we want to help you out today. So get on the Mega Pros text and call line. We got Roy Spencer from PermaSeal. We got Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. And we got Mega Pros Joe giving crud to everyone around the panel here today. He's keeping it clean, though, for the most part, on the air at least. That's certainly
yes, on the air. Yeah. I'm very polite.
Wish we had the behind-the-scenes show so people could really see what's happening here. Didn't get this question, but I want to 815. What would make the hot water only – so hot water is sputtering out of a sink drain. The cold is fine. Hot water hot, but it sputters. I don't know who's going to
answer. That's for you, Roy.
Oh, thanks.
Come on, hot water sputtering out of a sink drain mm-hmm. is right up your alley.
Okay. Who's got an answer?
Well,
or a thought.
Honestly,
anything.
The valve.
Yeah, right?
The faucet valve.
Mm, I don't know.
It says out of a sink drain, right?
Okay.
So, I mean, I suppose they're saying out of the faucet.
Yeah, because probably.
Cold or hot,
send Roy a picture of that.
Tell you what, send a picture in 312-981-7200. Roy will answer that one. Yeah. Hey, let's go to Gary. Gary, you're on WGN. What can I do for you today?
Hi. I just wanted to kind of give PermaSeal some kudos, because I've been battling this water issue here for about 23 years now. The only time I had dry ground and dry basement in those 23 years was the year I moved in. After that, everything changed. I got a stormwater ditch that goes next to the house that comes right off of Route 31. Travels east, and it's crazy how much water comes through there. So over the years, all this water has been soaking into the ground. The water table is so high, and at the end of I think Labor Day weekend 2018, it started pushing up through the floor in the basement, even though I had two pits pumping water in the basement already and a pit outside that I engineered to intercept water on the outside. So when they came out, they cracked around the basement perimeter, put in the drain tiles, put in a third pit, and ever since then, it's been bone dry down there. Now, the big problem is I'm still pumping water like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I got three pits in the basement, and I got a massive structure outside that I intercept water. and they suggested tying everything together so they all share the load. And even though I only go about a minute and a half between pumps on any of these pits, it's actually working very well down there. So the ideas that you guys had to help me out was outstanding. The guy that came out for maintenance, Lewis, was great. I'd like to give a shout out to him. He was awesome. So I just want to say thank you for helping me with this.
Gary, Roy's head is already big enough here. We didn't need to get any bigger here at the table.
More kudos.
Yeah. But it sounds like a complicated job.
It really is.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you so much for taking the time to pass your compliments along, Gary. We really do appreciate that. And I think this is a good example how we literally customize every solution. There's not everybody's, well, what do I need to do?
Yeah.
How much is it going to cost? We really do look at every situation because everybody's house is different. Your neighbor, Gary, your neighbor probably pumps less water than you. You may be lower and you're pumping for the whole neighborhood.
Exactly.
And you're not going to change that, but it is what it is. But we're going to customize it. And sometimes, you know, most people need one pump and it pumps, you know, infrequently. Some people need two or three, even four pumps. And it's just a matter of matching your pumping capacity to the size of problem you have. So you mentioned the storm drainage out there in Highway 31. Some people just live in low areas. And if we want a basement, we're digging a hole. Think about it. You're digging a hole in this low area. You're going to be pumping water. Totally good. We just want to make sure that the pump equipment is adequate and it's working all the time. And I'm glad you're on our preventive maintenance. And I hope you get a basement defender too, so you have that daily reassurance. So thank you so much for calling.
And Gary, leave that review on Yelp. Make sure you do that on the internet so everyone sees that.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Gary. Thanks so much. Let's go to Manny. Manny, you're on a WGN from the Mega Pros text and call line. Manny from Belvedere, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I bought a 140-year-old home.
Whoa.
And I've been in it about like 9 months. So last year I noticed that I have high-pitched ceilings, roof. And the shingles have either it's algae or broken down foliage. So my question is, should I try to kill it with algicide if it's algae? And should I go, or should I try to pressure wash the shingles?
Hmm.
There's nothing that's going into the house. It's pretty strong. I'm telling you, I have high pitch, so there's never really any sitting water. And I got clear gutters, clean gutters. They do their job, but there is that greenage on the shingles. I was just curious to know what to do. I really appreciate that. I'll listen in. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Manny. What do you think, Michael?
Hi, Manny. Unfortunately, you didn't tell us what kind of roofer. Did he say shingles, asphalt?
Yeah, he's still on the line. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm still on the line. They're asphalt shingles.
I wouldn't necessarily power wash the asphalt shingles because you'll just blast a lot of the protective coatings, or in this case, granules, right off of those and lessen their life. But in regards to treating it with an algicide, you know, if you could get up there, and I don't recommend that, especially with a steep pitch, but if you hire someone to, you know, take a stiff bristle broom and slightly, if you will, sweep off the heavier growths and then apply a similar type of algicide, but a product called Wet and Forget that we use quite often, you want to make sure that the downspouts aren't going to empty right onto a tree or into a flower garden that the algicide or Wet and Forget might have an effect on, but the Wet and Forget might need to even be applied a couple times to effectively kill the algae and or lichen or whatever it is that you have on your roof that's growing.
Okay, thank you very much.
But I would not power wash.
No, no power washing, Manny.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Manny.
And you guys go out to Belvedere?
We do.
Yeah, okay. And where can people reach you guys at?
Just it's a 1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337.
Mega Pros text call line 312-981-7200. So nice to have some experts at the table. I would have told them just to get the hose up there and spray it on.
Now, blast away.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just really glad we got some real
smooth. Why would you even try to answer the question, John?
I don't know. Hey, I'm filling in for Lou Manfredini in a month. That'll be really fun.
Yeah,
I'm going to get my dad to sit right next to me. He knows what the heck he's talking about. Jeff from McHenry, you are on with us here from the Mega Pros text and call line. Welcome to the program. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, I have a water softener in the basement, and when it cycles, it drains into the pit, and then it's you know, where there's an ejector pump and it's sent up through the, you know, into the sewer. And the problem is the salt water eats the ejector pump. I've gone through like 4 ejector pumps and, you know, we don't even use the bathroom downstairs so we don't get the nasty black water. But if we still get water out on the floor, you know, it's never been anything horrible, but we don't want that.
What are your thoughts here, Roy? You're contemplating. You're looking.
I am.
I want to know.
Go ahead.
I just want to see, is there a way to run the water softener, you know, drain in right into the sewer line? Or, you know, do you not want to do that? Because then you're punching a hole in the sewer line.
Well, if you have gravity to do that, that's great. You know, I don't know if does your sewer line go out below the floor or through the wall up higher?
Through the wall.
Yeah, I would guess that's why you have the pump there. That's why they ran the line to the pump so they can pump it up into the sewer line. So you don't have the gravity. That would be ideal if you could introduce it into the sewer line just by gravity, but I'm guessing you can't because the water softener is lower than the sewer line, so it has to be pumped up in there. So I honestly don't know. We could do some research in finding a pump that's more or less susceptible to the salt, perhaps. But, yeah, I understand your issue, and it's just a matter of burning through pumps because the salt's eating them up. But,
Joe, any thoughts on that?
Well, I wasn't aware. Is that a common problem, that the salt would affect the pump that way?
No, that's unusual because the pumps we use.
Go ahead, Jeff.
You know, because it's, you know, made to eject solid waste, it's a cast iron.
Yeah, it's an ejector type pump.
So, you know, maybe you could use a pump that has a rubber. I can't even think of what it's called, you know, the part that spins on it.
The impeller, you know, there's plastic parts and plastic impellers and things like that. Yeah, that's why I say I'd do some research on different pumps and maybe start, you know, and find that are more resistant to mm-hmm. salt. We just really haven't had that issue.
Something to follow up on, certainly. Yeah. All right, thanks so much for the call, Jeff. 312-981-7200, the Mega Pros text and call line. I'm going to try and squeeze in one more call here before we go to break. Let's go to Devon. Is it Devon or Devon?
Devon.
I was wrong. I had 2 chances, missed them both. That's what I went to college for. Be sure to turn down your radio, Devon.
Okay.
And go ahead and do that, because I hear my own voice piping back at me, and that's never good. And Devon, what's your question?
Devon.
Okay. Go ahead.
You still missed it after
all
that.
Sliding glass door goes out to the patio, and it's all crumbled. Kind of. It's very dangerous to walk out there. And then I had one person come out to say they'd have to repair the whole patio and the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I that's a big job.
It's a big job? Okay.
Big job.
So
can you do anything with just the stairs?
Is it concrete? Is it poured concrete now?
Concrete.
Okay. And the surface is actually crumbling off. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. So that wouldn't be a permaseal lifted up kind of thing. You would have to actually, you know, cut that stair and pour a new stair, I think. Sometimes there's enough room that they can actually pour over it. But the problem with the stair is
that... Mega Pros?
Oh, sure. This is Mega.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Joe.
Uh-huh.
Talking about Mega Pros
doing? Yeah, sure, Yvonne, we can help you.
Yeah. How can people reach you, Joe?
I'll call and make an appointment.
Ask her to send a picture.
Yeah. Okay.
Joe, would you ever build a wood deck over the broken concrete?
That's a great question. I mean, is that an option for you, Yvonne?
I thought about it, but that's expensive also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the wood deck would be more money.
Yeah. Tell you what, we got to take a quick commercial break. Stay on the line. We're going to help you out. Make sure you get the number that you need to call to make sure we settle all of that. And everyone else, Mega Pros, text on call line 312-981-7200. Great questions for the panel so far. Trying to stump them. Haven't been stumped quite yet. Coming up here. Wait, what'd you say? I turned you off there.
Number.
We'll be back on Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Remember?
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
John Hanson in for David Hochberg, 11:33 on this Saturday morning. Had a text in here. It says, you know, I live in a condo, but Roy Spencer just sounds like a great guy to hang with and have a beer. Roy, did you text that in yourself? You're not supposed to do that here on the show.
Yeah, that's why I left it.
No, I texted that in.
Oh, you texted that in.
No, I'll have a beer with you.
And you know the guy, and you're still saying that.
Exactly. Yeah. It just sounds like a great guy you want to hang out with.
312-981-7200, the MegaPros text and call line. We got a couple questions that we had in through the week. And by the way, WGNDavid.com is a great place to go. If you missed a number, if you missed a something, and you want to reach out to any of these guys, there's a nice big button there to tell you where the sponsors are and where you can reach all their information and stuff like that. Let's get to one more call before we get to a couple MegaPros questions that we got in through the week. Bob Hawthorne Woods, what's your question? I think it's for Mike.
Yeah, I have a question. I have a cedar roof, and it's fairly old. I would say it's probably mid-20s as far as years. For the last several, I have done the cleaning and staining of it. So every 2 or 3 years, probably have done that 4 or 5 times. So the roof seems to be in pretty good shape overall. But one of the valleys, I have a question about this. One of the valleys comes down and comes right into the side of the house. And I do have a leak that comes down on heavy rain, but it's not in the house. It doesn't come in, but it does on the front step and the front stoop. And the question is there a way to, would I have to completely redesign, or is there a way to redesign the pitch of that valley and to get that so it doesn't come into the side? I think it was just designed wrong from the start when the house was built.
Hi, Bob. This is Mike. A photo of the area would help. I'm having a hard time visualizing what you're saying, but it sounds like you have a lower level roof next to a house wall, and the roof is draining into the wall and then coming around a corner and down into a gutter. Okay. So there are ways to redesign that without getting into drawings and plans and construction, but it would require removing maybe some house siding or better properly flashing the house roof to the brick wall. Just give yourself a watertight seal around that corner, you know, maybe extending the metal. If it's a valley, it has to be metal because it's a cedar roof, but maybe extending that
metal
around the corner. You know, if it's copper or galvanized, it's easy enough to do. Ice and Water Shield is a great product that helps. Again, removing the siding. Is it a wood is it a siding or?
It's cedar siding of the house. So, all right. I mean, I have probably 3 or 4 different levels of roofs, and this, you're right, this is one that it's, you know, it's a build out that's not as high as the the full house, and it does come right down into the cedar siding, and it is a galvanized valley, and it looks like they tried to work it, and you know, it's only on heavy rains or if I don't get up and clean out all the leaves because I have lots of trees,
and leaves get like stuck, and leaves are going to get stuck around that corner where you can't even see them. Correct. Yeah, so it's obviously it's an important you need to remove the siding, just you know, a couple 3-4 planks going all the way up and then around the corner, reflash the wall, ice and water shield, new galvanized steel,
and
that's what you really need to do.
Where can people call you? Where can you reach
out? It's 1-888-4-ROOFER, or that's 888-476-6337. Send us a call us. We'll come out for free and give you an estimate or an idea. Also, inspect the roof.
Right.
Yeah. It's great that you've been doing the preservation treatments. That does work.
Roy, what you got to say about that?
Yeah, it does seem like it.
I just want to say that Joe is right. Mike gets really smart when that light goes on. He's sitting there saying, I'm having a hard time visualizing, and then he describes it to a T. I go, wow, that's impressive.
It was good, right?
That's good stuff.
Comes with experience.
Yeah, there you go.
Or a microphone.
Yeah, right. All right. MegaPros Joe had some questions throughout the week. And again, we've got the MegaPros text and call line 312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com for some more information. All right. This is a message from Perry out in Homer Glen. He messaged it to David. We got a big home. That's a good start. Mostly brick with cedar siding around 30% of the house. Birds have made their homes. Many holes in the siding. Can't get them to stop. Also just don't want to kill their kids. That's a nice thought there. Siding is ready to go, but looking for a better siding that may even look like cedar. Lastly, would love to insulate before refinishing or replacing siding. What are your thoughts?
About killing the kids?
Yeah.
Why was that even in there?
The
I don't even understand.
Well, he doesn't want to kill the
birds.
The birds? The eggs.
Oh, kill the birds. I didn't understand
it. All right,
well, they don't want to kill the birds.
The baby birds.
That's not my problem.
I don't need Pete to call on here, Joe.
All I'm saying is I have nothing to do with that.
Right, you know? Okay.
The birds come, the birds go. Yeah. If you don't want to kill the babies,
call the raccoons.
You would have
right?
to, let's
you
go
would
to
have
the siding. Yeah, what are you?
You would
doing?
Have to call somebody to remove the babies and make it nice for me to come there.
What about the rest of the question?
So the cedar siding, we've been very successful replacing the cedar siding with something called a hardy panel. It's a cement board, and the birds really cannot. They have no interest in, for one thing, eating it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the birds will not build their house in a cement board siding. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. As far as insulating, we can add a layer of insulation to the outside, as well as wrap it in an airtight, you know, like a Tyvek or...
Mm-hmm. 312-981-7200. Hope that answered your question. I had another one here coming in from Allison. Allison chimed in. I listen to the show every week, but forgot to ask my question to Mega Pro Joe. We have a really old home, at least 80 years, and are looking to get the walls insulated with foam from the outside. We've talked with a contractor that does this. He's quoted us at $2,450. We were wondering, is this a good idea? What do you think?
Hard to understand. Are they saying apply a foam insulation to the outside?
It says get the walls insulated with foam from the outside.
Two thoughts. One is that they actually, we can drill holes.
Okay.
Our insulating guy can drill holes in the siding, fill it with foam, and then plug those holes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you do after that is up to you.
Yeah.
You know, as far as painting, finishing it.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to know what kind of siding it was. And I would also need to know the area as far as square footage. You said $2,400?
Yeah, $2,450 to be exact. Yeah, you got to know. You got to see it to know.
It might be a problem area in our house where, you know, this one room is cold or it wasn't insulated properly in the first place. And maybe they're dressing one wall, I would suppose.
Or it's an 80-year-old home and they might want to do it all.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. For $2,400, I don't think that's the whole home.
Yeah, probably not. 312-981-7200. Allison. Oh, and if Allison has any follow-ups, she could reach out to you guys. Yeah, whereabouts? How are they reaching you? Mega Pros. I'm trying to get you to sing the jingle.
I'm thinking, why are you looking at me like that?
Come on. You want me just to play it, don't you? Fine.
847-658-8989.
I just like to hear your voice, Joe. You seem like a crooner.
Crooner?
Yeah, someone that could really sing. What's your go-to karaoke song? You ever sing karaoke?
Welcome to the Jungle.
Really? I would pay a lot of money to see
or
that.
Or Thunderstruck.
Yeah, it's one word.
Just even dumber.
Even easier for if you could even
it's
remember
a lot
that.
Of screaming and jumping up and down.
312-981-7200, the Mega Pros text and call line. You can stop writing that explanation, Ashley. I'm just going to get them right on the line. Dan from Bloomingdale, what's your question, my friend? Dan,
hey, guys, I'm looking. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
I'm looking at residing our home. I want to do maybe a wood or some kind of like a fiber cement. I'm worried about the fact that those are absorbent sidings. Is that something I should be worried about? Is there a way to possibly deal with any water that might absorb through those sidings? What is kind of, I guess, the best practice do you guys recommend to deal with absorbent type materials like wood and your composites?
I guess I don't understand it, Dan. You're saying as far as the siding itself absorbing water?
Yeah, I'm looking at doing possibly a cedar or a wood siding or some of these new like fiber cements. Are they absorbent? I've been told that they absorb water.
Hmm.
Is that an issue I need to worry about?
Well, not so much from the cement. I mean, completely different products, right? Wood would be more absorbent, and that's the reason you stain it, you seal it, right?
Okay.
The fiber cement, not so much so.
Okay. So I don't need to worry about any type of water intrusion with, okay.
No, the wood, you have to seal it to protect it, right?
Mm-hmm. But the hardy board siding, you don't need a sealant or anything. It just naturally sheds off. I mean, concrete, you said it's a concrete base.
It comes finished, right? Okay. That finish is finished. But you're right. So it's not as porous as wood would be.
Yep. And it's maintenance-free, more or less.
The hardy board. What are you whispering for, Roy? You're like whispering across the table. This is radio. Get in the microphone and say the words out loud.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's putting his romantic voice on for the guy who wants to have a beer with him.
Dan, you can always call Mega Pros. You know the number. And, of course, you can visit them, megapros.com, for more information. I got to slap these guys around a little bit here in this quick commercial break.
No, wait, one second.
I'm turning off all your...
To the man's question, the hardy, the actual cement product, will probably be about 1.5 times more expensive than a wood.
Okay, sounds good. All right, well, now I don't got to slap you around. That's good news.
Thank you.
Well, we'll get a little bit more. One more segment. Get your calls and texts into the Mega Pros text and call line, 312-981-7200. More after this.
Listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
John Hanson in for David Hochberg here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. Just a few more minutes here to get your questions on in on the Mega Pros text and call line. I got three experts. They're all knuckleheads, but there are experts at what they
wait
do.
Wait a second.
Yeah, what?
All right, do you see this text?
All right, yeah, go ahead. What?
Allison.
Yeah,
let me remind your guests that it is illegal and a federal offense to move a nest with eggs in it.
Okay. Yeah.
Please be, I want to be very clear. I said I want nothing to do with the birds or the eggs.
Right. You're not going to touch it. You're not going to do anything with it.
Not the right guy.
Yeah, there we go.
We're all animal people here.
Mm. Right. We were just talking during the break. You love raccoons, except if they're on the roof. Allison, who had the question for you, Joe, has chimed in with a little more information, the one about the insulation. She says, yes, we were quoted that price for the holes in the wall and the insulation blown in. This was for the gutters down my attic. Was done already. That's why it was cheaper. Wonder if you think that price works well.
Again, I would need to know square footage, right?
Yeah.
Maybe with a picture or an approximation of how big of an area.
Yeah, Allison, get a little bit more information, and that will certainly help things out. Let's go to the Mega Pros text and call line. Bill from Chicago, what you got for us?
Hey, I had new windows put in my house about, 12, 13 years ago. And they insulated very well, particularly against sunlight coming in. And by now, it seems like all of the, I think it's argon gas or something, was in the windows, and now is not. So in the summer, I don't get much insulation. The living room gets very hot in the afternoon. Is there a way to put gas back in those windows?
Open it up to the panel.
Mike, I have not heard about the gas. I haven't heard the windows becoming, the actual panes becoming less efficient.
Yeah, it's not so much the panes that have become less efficient, but the gas that's between the two panes of glass actually is about 5% of the thermal value of the window, from what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
You probably know the gas is gone because there's condensation on the inside of the windows that you can't clean off.
Okay.
You're wasting your money or effort trying to, and I don't even know if it can be done, re-inject those windows with argon. It'll just leak back out.
I recall the day they were installed, the installer had us come stand in front of it, put our hand in front of the window, and show to us that, that we could not feel the sunlight coming through the window.
Yeah, no, and I've
now,
seen that
now,
before.
Now, of course, you can. Now it's very hot in summer.
Yeah, that's kind of a magic show to begin with. But the truth of it is, like Mike said, if there's something wrong with that thermal pane, the thermal pane can be replaced with new low-E coating and argon gas installed.
Okay.
So you could actually replace that thermal pane unit, just the glass part.
You might also have a warranty from the manufacturer because a lot of windows came out with a, let's see, I guess
like
got
a 10-year
texted
or something. Yeah,
I just got texted by Les from Marvin Windows.
Oh, look at this.
It's
all
a
right.
seal failure warranty.
Okay.
Typically, it's 20 years.
20 years. Wow.
But he might be speaking for his product at
right,
Marvin.
Right.
I
right.
don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marvin has a great guarantee. Do you know what kind of windows you have there? Yeah.
I don't remember now.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well,
it's been
Bill,
about a dozen years since we had it done.
Okay. All right. Bill, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, you're on Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hey, good morning. I got a plumbing question. I have an old home in Chicago, 1895, and I want to increase my water pressure. And I've heard advertised on your station that people will do it with PVC or PEX tubing. I want to know, is that legal in Chicago?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm getting some quizzical looks across the board.
No, I'm just looking at Roy.
Your station, yeah. Yeah.
You've got a plumbing business, for God's sakes.
Well, we don't do PEX plumbing.
And piping, it's pretty stuffed up.
Yeah. I've heard the same thing you have, and the PEX plumbing, I think I'm aware of what that is and things, but I really can't answer that for
okay.
the city of Chicago, because we don't use it anyplace, so
yeah.
I can't tell
you. Okay. Then how about PVC? Is that legal for the supply line? I know it's legal for the drains in
that's
Chicago.
That's not legal in the city of Chicago. I know that.
Not legal in the city of Chicago.
Too much pressure,
okay.
right?
Yeah, it's just not code. And, yeah, it is too much pressure, I believe, for a supply line. But that's why it's not code in most places.
Glenn, I'd also go to WGNDavid.com, a list of great sponsors there. Some of those might be able to help answer your question
great.
A little bit more.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Glenn. Ooh, a stumper there. There we go. I mean, it's impossible to know. I don't even know how you guys do it. I mean, it must be a lot of
rain. Doesn't sound like we really do.
No, actually, we are a licensed plumbing. I have licensed plumbers working for
me. Yes.
I'm not a licensed plumber,
right.
So I can get answers.
That's why they call me Mega Pros Joe, just because I know a guy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, my plumber can answer that question
exactly.
very astutely.
Well, I mean, imagine every municipality, every city's got a whole different set of rules.
Exactly.
And you guys got to be pouring through those with each individual case, right?
We our guys carry a book with them, and it's updated daily. I mean,
yeah.
So we go into a village, all of a sudden, oh, they changed this, they changed that, and we update that daily. So our guys, before we walk into a house, we know what the codes are, you know, in terms of sump pump
for
charges
sure.
and materials.
The other thing I'll point out is he said it was advertised on Station 2. I think that's that repipe specialist
mm-hmm.
that I don't know anything about, and we haven't had any experience with him.
Okay. We got one last question from the text line here, from the Mega Pros text line. I have a Del Webb home in Mundelein, second owner, 11 years old. Builder installed plastic gutters that are now split. Was told that the gutter system is all in one. Need, is it fascia? Am I saying that right?
Soffit,
you know,
gutters
replaced? No, I don't.
And
plastic
gutter
gutters aren't what you really want.
Okay.
No, but they're talking about that whole Omni system that's all in one piece, I think.
Mm.
Is that what they
I'm
said?
I'm unfamiliar with that.
They said builder installed plastic gutters that are now split. That's all I got for
it. Oh,
guys.
I thought they said.
Yeah, they're split because they're just probably not good for this climate.
Yeah.
A freeze, thaw.
Yeah, we don't do vinyl gutters
either. Expanding ice is going to crack them. Replace them with aluminum, copper, or galvanized steel, whatever is the most appropriate.
We have a lot of other questions on the Mega Pros text line. We're not going to get to all of them here, of course. We're running up here towards the end of this show. But whatever you do, WGNDavid.com has got a list of all the sponsors where you can follow up with some more questions. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get one more time for you guys to shout out all the numbers. Go ahead, Joe.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah,
is that Ashley can text all of us these questions
yes.
that are coming in.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
All right. Quick commercial break, and then we'll wrap things up here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. 720 WGN, we are wrapping things up here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. I am very carefully turning on all my guests' mics one more time. Y'all are a lot nicer on the air than you are off, I got to say.
I think we're more fun off the air, though.
It is more fun, I got to say.
I just got abused.
Yeah, well, Mike's upset that no one wants to have a beer with him. We had a caller say.
And I had to explain to him why.
I thought it was pretty self-evident why.
I mean, they're coming back.
Why they like Roy better than you is pretty simple.
Yeah, exactly. Although Roy whispers sometimes. I don't like that as a radio guy.
Yeah, well, we can see what's going on here. Mike gets smarter when light comes on. Joe gets nicer. And I get louder
when light goes on. This has been great. The Mega Pros text and call line, we're going to have to close it here for today. But, of course, next week it'll be back on open. And you can visit these guys in all sorts of different ways to get more specific answers to your questions. It's hard doing it on the radio with just a few words on a text line or a call line. We do appreciate appreciate them. But for more detailed information, first and foremost, you can reach Roy Spencer at
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
You can reach Mike if you want for a beer or something else. Where can we have people find you?
1-888-4-ROOFER or 888-476-6337 or lindholmroofing.com.
Mega Pros Joe, great to meet you. Great to hang out with you here today.
Hey, great being with
this
you,
was
John.
Fun.
Thank
where
you.
Can people reach you?
You know.
Hold on, here we go.
847-658-8989.
Or online at
megapros.com.
And Gary Novell, you can reach him at 630-624-9557 for all your credit needs. That'll do it for Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN. Now the news.